all the way down. That's why. Let's try that. Where is... There it is right there. So normally I go to 7 right there. All right, motherfuckers. We're recording. Fuck it.
You can scream and shout with all your might.
Oh, you can scream, shout, whine, cry, snivel, piss, and motherfucking moan.
Dig in your heels and hold on tight.
You can shove your opinion up your ass. That way Obama's cock has something to keep it company. Don't forget the ever-present, most likely third possibility, you are wrong and I am right. Yes. Here's a question. If Obamacare is so wonderful, why do you have to force people to fucking buy it? That should be your first goddamn clue. I didn't have to force you to listen to this podcast. Why? Because I am the Great One himself, and this is Stating the Obvious, the weapons platform for which I launched the cruise missile of my intellect that moves in on and destroys stupid motherfuckers all over the fucking world. I fucking hate you, statist. Damn, it feels good to be back behind the microphone. That was me mowing down some more statists. I haven't not recorded an edition of Stating the Obvious in almost a month. It's almost a month. Been busy, been at working, you know, generating wealth, you know, creating value for other people, all that shit that those of you who are welfare recipients would know anything about. Have been putting out some editions of Anarchy Moment. If you're getting the podcast through a feed, if you're getting it through Stitcher, or if you're getting it through the main feed on the website, you should be getting that. Hold on, I'm going to adjust the microphone. Yes, let's try that. Let's see how that does for me. This was supposed to be the sound check. I got the microphone working. I just said, fuck it. Let's just make this fucking happen. Because, god damn, you fucking statist. Right now, today is the 7th, right, Randy? 7th, yes. 7th of October, 2013. We're in the middle of the quote-unquote government shutdown, where the government is shutting down websites, shutting down national parks, shutting down monuments, but oddly enough, continuing to murder people, imprison people, arrest people, kill people, harass people. IRS is not shut down, FBI not shut down, CIA, NSA, the wars have not shut down. I'm pretty sure that the Messiah, Hussein Obama, is not working for free. I'm pretty sure I am sitting here enjoying the last few swallows of my 1554 Enlightened Black Ale from New Belgium Brewery here in Fort Collins, Colorado. That was not a paid advertisement. Yeah, I'm pretty sure the whole government shutdown thing is just a big, giant fucking cup of steaming hot fuck you. I know the post office is not shut down. They're still out delivering junk mail and shit. So none of the portions of the federal government that really need to be shut down, the portions which are either warfare or welfare, are all still functioning. All of the warfare, welfare functions of the government are still working just fine. Nonetheless, we have a government shutdown. I am the Great One himself. This is a stating the obvious. I'm going to learn to talk any minute. The Stating the Obvious podcast brought to you by the Cynical Libertarian Society, CYNLIBSOC.com. It's where you find us on the internet. In the control room, over there, the lovely and adorable Randy. She's hanging out. You can send us your email, your hate, your love, your naked pictures, whatever you want to send to, not CYN, to God. God. Dog spelled backwards. G-O-D. God. At CYNLIBSOC.com. For those of you who are a little slow, because I know those of you on the internet aren't that smart. CYN stands for Cynical LIB Libertarian SOC Society. Some people have said, but wait, Great One, if you're a anarcho-capitalist, why is it not called the Cynical Anarcho-Capitalist Society? Sin and Cap. Cynical and Cap Society. I mean, it's not bad. It's not bad. But when I started this many years ago, we're coming up on the 9th anniversary. If I remember correctly, and God knows I could be fucked up here, If I remember correctly, the 1st of November, 9 years ago. So the 1st of November coming up will be our 9-year anniversary of putting out Stating the Obvious. It's been very inconsistent, but 9 years. 9 years ago, I had no clue what the fuck an anarcho-capitalist was. Like the rest of you stupid people, I thought an anarchist was somebody who listens to punk music and wears clothing with British flags on them. Because, you know, 12 years of public education, how fucking smart can you be? All right, speaking of people who are not smart, Randy, what did I forget? I introduced you, I said who we are, email address, date. Yeah, this is podcast number, what, 148, I think? 150 is coming up. 154 Stating the Obvious, that is. Of course, obviously I have more than 150 podcasts if you throw in Cult of Personality and Anarchy Moment, but as far as STO goes, 150 coming up soon. I'm going to do something special for 150. Wait, every podcast I do is special. All right, hang on. I'm trying to finish my beer. And then we'll move on. Speaking of special, there is Fort Collins. We have some very special people in Fort Collins. We have a very special dilemma in Fort Collins. And because I don't keep up with current events, and I don't keep up with laws, and I don't keep up with what politicians say or do or think, assuming, of course, that politicians think, which they don't, all of this could possibly even be resolved, legally speaking, resolved, as I sit here right now. I have no fucking clue. Wait, somewhere around here. Hold on. I got the voting thing. Here it is. I found the voting thingy. I got it. This came in my post office box. Notice of election to increase taxes on a citizen position. Notice of election to increase taxes on a referred measure. So there is a ballot on Tuesday, November 5th. Oh, they're going to raise taxes. Oh, nice. This is, I have to read this. Funding for public schools. I hope it fails. Public schools are a fucking failure. All you have to do is talk to another person for more than 3 minutes, and that should become obvious. And then, of course, the retail marijuana tax. The state of Colorado is trying to get the taxes passed on marijuana. There's a bunch of stupid people who thought that, no, this has nothing to do with what I'm going to talk about today. Of course it doesn't, Randy. Have you met me before? A bunch of stupid people thought that legalizing marijuana meant that marijuana was going to be legal and they'd be able to smoke marijuana. They really didn't grasp the concept that the reason marijuana had been legalized was so that the government could tax it and make more money. And there have been threats that, you know, and my only access to this has been through mainstream media. So, again, like many things, I don't really know how accurate this is. I don't know the details, and I just don't fucking care. Because the system is broken, and there's no point in fixing the system. You create a system that isn't broken. You ignore the broken system. But anyhow, I've heard that there are rumblings of threats that if the government of the state of Colorado doesn't get their marijuana tax, they're going to make marijuana illegal again. So, I mean, they're going to get their tax because people will always support a tax because people are sheep, people are stupid, people are slaves. The 99% of you will do what you are told by your overlords because that's what you're here for. You are cannon fodder. You are slaves. You are here to pay the taxes so that the government has money. That's what your purpose in life is. You have no value beyond being tax cattle. And you're okay with that. You're totally okay with that as long as you have Budweiser, and as long as you have the Broncos game. God, it's football season again. I'm already fucking sick of hearing about the goddamn fucking Broncos. It's a bunch of fucking college dropouts wearing tight pants, running around with a ball and touching each other's asses. I mean, does anybody not see how fucking gay this is? I mean, even gay people don't watch football because it's too gay for them. All right? Jesus fucking Christ. And women who are all, I love the Broncos. You're a fucking idiot, you fucking whore. All right. Taking a nice drag off my electronic cigarette, which is also going to be illegal soon. I've heard hints that many states are working on regulating, and of course by regulating we mean taxing and making illegal electronic cigarettes, because that's just what the state does. Okay, should we, Randy, get to what I'm supposed to be talking about? All right, good drink of water. Hang on, one more puff off the cigarette. Yes. All right, I think I'm ready to do this. The question is, are those of you out there ready? In my formerly nicotine-stained fingers, here's our big controversy in Fort Collins, other than, of course, marijuana and smoking in public, God forbid. Hang on, Randy, I'm going to make sure this is a concept. Now that we've been recording for 10 minutes, I'm going to make sure the microphone's plugged in all the way. Yeah, it's good. I am so on this. I got this. I am so fucking competent. Yes. 15 minutes into the show. Let's plug in the microphone. All right, 15 minutes into the show. Let's get to the fucking topic. By the way, I went biking today and trail running. Yes. See, Randy, this is why there's glass between us, because otherwise you would smack me. I went biking and trail running today. Oh, God, it was wonderful. It was so gorgeous outside. Went up to my Horsetooth Reservoir on the trails. Oh, my God. So, yeah, I'm feeling very energized, very relaxed. I think I'm gonna take another shot at it tomorrow, too, if I can be sufficiently productive. And I think I can. It really recharged my ass after, like, a week of being indoors. All right, biking. Here in Fort Collins... Oh, shit. I need to make sure this is in my notes. Hold on. All right. Here in Fort Collins, we claim to be by we, I mean the city as a whole, you know, tries to claim this identity of being a bicycle-friendly city. And like most things, if you have to tell people you are, it's because you're not, right? It's like I always say, if you tell people you're not racist, it's because you're a racist. If you have to tell people you believe in tolerance and diversity, it's because you don't believe in tolerance and diversity. If you have to tell people that you're a very religious person, it's because you're not very religious. Because who you are and what you are shows through behavior, and not through your words. Fort Collins likes to claim to be a very bicycle-friendly city. And here we have this concept that, by we, I mean the government and the state and the sheeple, have this concept that, and this is actually a state of Colorado concept, that when you are driving a bicycle, you are supposed to drive your bicycle as if it is a car. So you're supposed to obey all of the laws that cars obey. And there will be a possibility of a law that says, and I always call this the stop is yield concept, where if you're on your bicycle, you're coming to a stop sign. If there are no automobiles coming, you just go through the goddamn stop sign, because you treat the stop sign as a yield sign. Now, to me, this seems pretty reasonable and intelligent for lots of reasons. We'll get into this. This, of course, has caused great controversy here in Fort Collins with people who do not like the idea of bicycles not stopping at stop signs. You know, even though there's not a fucking car in sight. And for those of you not in Fort Collins, you have to keep in mind that here in Fort Collins, the cars don't fucking stop at the stop signs. And I'm exaggerating, but only a little bit. I mean, I see fucking California stops all the time, red lights, people making right turns on red lights without even slowing down. If you go back and were to listen to this podcast over and over, you would hear all the times I have bitched about almost getting hit by automobiles. As I've said before, I lived in Houston for 3 years, rode my bicycle quite a bit, rode from North Houston, for those of you in the Houston, is it Beltway 8? I can't remember. There's the 610 loop, and then there's the other Beltway outside the 610 loop. I lived up at the other Beltway. I want to say it was Beltway 8, but I could be completely wrong about that. I would ride all the way from up there by that Beltway to downtown Houston on my bicycle. And in years of doing this, I was almost hit by a car once, and it was my fault. Here in Fort Collins, I have been almost hit by a car twice within 3 blocks. I have been hit by a car. I get almost hit by a car on a damn near regular basis. I almost get hit by a car crossing the fucking street on foot in the crosswalk with the light because people wanting to make a right-hand turn are in such a goddamn hurry that they can't wait for the fucking pedestrians. But what are we, by we, I mean the citizens of Fort Collins, what are the citizens of Fort Collins concerned about? Those fucking bicyclists stopping at stop signs. So anyhow, the possibility of this law that says bicyclists can treat a stop sign as a yield sign has emerged. And of course, the fucking cocksucking piece of shit statist, nanny, whiny, baby, feminist fuckwads have just come out of the woodwork. And they're just whining like a bunch of goddamn little girls. So what I'm going to read to you and respond to are two editorials by two idiots about this topic. Here we go. Now, okay, I have notes. I have notes. Oh my God, I actually fucking have notes. All right, let me start off with some introductory stuff I wrote on here that I need to do this. Before I start reading. God, I have notes. Randy, I don't know what the fuck to do. I have notes. Point number one. Keep in mind throughout all of this that laws do not prevent actions. Okay? School shootings. There are already laws against guns. There are already laws against killing people. Right? The idea that we can prevent school shootings by making more laws against guns shows that you're really fucking stupid. It's already against the law to kill people. The idea that you need to make laws, well, it's against the law to kill people with a gun that looks like this, and it's against the law to kill people with a gun that looks like that. Oh, and it's against the law to kill people on a day of the week that has a Y in it. Oh, and it's against the law to kill people if they're in a school. I mean, look, it's against the law to fucking kill people. If laws prevented things from happening, nobody would be getting killed, okay? Passing laws does not fucking prevent things. You can pass all the laws you want. People on bicycles and people on cars are still going to blow through fucking stop signs. All of this is just pure bullshit. All of this, remember, is geared not at preventing behavior, not at altering behavior. It's geared at making money for the state because this way cops... I mean, well, the law currently is you have to stop at the stop sign. People who don't want it to change is because right now cops get a lot of revenue, the city and CSU, because the CSU pigs love to hand out tickets to bicycle riders. So, and I think, I mean, I've blown through stop signs and red lights in front of Fort Collins police officers, and only one time has any of them said jack shit to me. The rest of them, they don't give a fuck, because for the most part, the Fort Collins police actually have real stuff to do, unlike the CSU police, who are basically just overpaid rent-a-cops who, you know, are running around trying to pick up freshman girls or boys or whatever they're into, you know. So anyhow, the whole point of laws, like you have to stop your bicycle at the stop sign, is to generate revenue, right? It's not about keeping you safe because nobody gives a shit if you're safe or any of this other stuff. It's about revenue. The laws don't prevent people from running through the stop signs. In fact, the police want people to run the stop signs because that's how they fucking make money, is by giving out tickets for that. Also keep in mind that like all victimless crimes, the crime of riding your bicycle through a stop sign is a crime that has no victim. It's not actually a crime. Furthermore, keep in mind that when people come out in support of laws such as you have to stop at a stop sign, what these people are saying is that they believe this law, as with all laws, should be enforced at the point of a gun, that this law should be enforced with violence. These people are saying that they are willing to say that this behavior, riding your bicycle through a stop sign, is a behavior that should result in a person who does that behavior giving up some of their money. Or if they don't want to give up their money, it should result in that person going to jail, where that person will be raped. So as Stefan Molyneux says, people who want riding a bicycle through a stop sign to be illegal are people who are willing to put you, the person who rides the bicycle through the stop sign, in a rape cage for riding your bicycle through a stop sign. So keep in mind, the people, as with all laws, the people who support these laws are evil, nasty, hateful, shitbag, you know, piece of garbage people who are willing to put other humans in a situation where they're going to be threatened with violence, where they're going to have money extorted from them, where they may be put into a rape cage. Okay, laws do not prevent actions. There are no victims in this crime, and this crime, put little air quotes around it, this crime is enforced at the barrel of a gun with violence. So keep all of those little factoids in mind as we go through this. All right. Do I have this idiot's name? Oh, yeah. So this first bit is written by somebody named Bevan Barber Campbell. Yes, her first name is Bevan. Not Devin, Bevan. And her second name is hyphenated. I wonder if we're dealing with a feminist. Bevan Barber Campbell is a league-certified instructor, bicycle ambassador, and member of the Bicycle and Pedestrian Education Coalition. I'm sure all of those things are funded by taxpayer money. Basically, Bevan is a fucking parasite on people who actually work for a living. All right, this is her fucking stupid opinion. Let's go. Hold on, drink of water. One more hit on the nicotine. All right, now we're ready to go. This is Bevan's opinion. You'd use this for toilet paper. All right. One might assume that every cyclist in Fort Collins is in favor of the passage of an Idaho stop law or a stop as yield ordinance, a law change that would allow cyclists to treat stop signs as yield signs. Okay, we're going to break this down sentence by sentence. One might assume, no, honey, stupid people assume. Okay, rational people formulate arguments from first principles based on logic, reason, and evidence. A dumb cunt like you assumes, okay? Smart people use logic and reasoning. One might assume that every cyclist, blah, 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 a law change that would allow cyclists to treat stop signs as yield signs. No. Laws do not allow. See, again, this implies that the freedom to do something is a gift from the state. Right? It's like we just legalized marijuana. The state is going to allow you to smoke marijuana because that, you know, that freedom to smoke marijuana is a gift to you from your masters in the government, right? Here, let's go down this rabbit hole again for the millionth time. You know, the homosexuals who want marriage to be legalized for homosexuals, they want the government to allow them to get married because they believe they need permission from their overlords, from their slave masters in the government to get married. Okay, the law will not allow people to ride their bicycle through a stop sign as if it were a yield sign. Okay, the fucking, this shit, this permission from the government. Okay, permission does not flow from the sociopath politicians. All right, laws do not give people freedom. They do not give people rights. They do not give people privileges. None of this shit. No, laws only take rights. They only take freedoms. They only take privileges. Okay, laws cannot grant you the freedom to ride your bike through a stop sign as if it were a yield sign. You have that just by being born. The law makes doing that a crime, a victimless crime, which the state then enforces with violence by putting you into a rape cage. So this stupid cunt in the first sentence has already shown us twice that she has no fucking understanding of logic, reasoning, or philosophy. But don't worry, it only gets worse from here. And I don't know, it's called, here in Fort Collins, at least, everybody's referring to it as the Idaho stop law. So I'm assuming they have the same law in Idaho. Why are you calling it that? I don't know. Like normal people who aren't fucking stupid, just call it stop as yield. But I'm not dealing with normal people. Actually I am, because the normal today is stupid. Stupid is the new normal. Welcome to the United States. The country where people think this country is called America. No, people, you live in a country called the United States of America. America is the continent. The name of the United States is the United States. You don't even know the fucking name of the country you live in, and you vote. Fuck me. Let's get back to reading. While advocates for the Idaho stop law present a compelling argument, many cyclists are opposed to it. Ah, yes, the old Obama trick. Many cyclists are opposed to it. First of all, do any of them have names? If there are many cyclists who are opposed to it, you should be able to name some of them. Second of all, well, many Nazis were opposed to Jews. Many Ku Klux Klan members are opposed to black people. Many Republicans are opposed to Democrats. The fuck does any of that matter? Okay? So what? Who gives a fuck? Many cyclists are opposed. Many cyclists can suck my fucking cock. Many cyclists can feel free to stop at every stop sign. Nobody is forcing them to not stop at the stop sign. Nobody is saying to them, if you stop at the stop sign, we're going to put you into a rape cage. You fucking fairies can stop at all the fucking stop signs you want to fucking stop at. As a bike commuter, I used to be afraid of being hit by a car. Lately, I worry more about being hit by another cyclist. I fear head-on collisions, cyclists running red lights, and because I stop at stop signs, being rear-ended at intersections. I bet she'd like to be rear-ended. That'd be the most exciting fuck of her life. Look, let's read this. As a bike commuter, I used to be afraid of being hit by a car. I worry more about being hit by another cyclist. I fear head-on collisions. See, all of this here, this is the fear-based society we live in. Again, there's no logic, there's no reasoning anywhere in these sentences. It's all fear. She's afraid. She's afraid. She's so afraid. Oh, she's afraid. She's afraid she's going to get hit. She's afraid somebody's going to hit her. Oh, she's so worried. She's so afraid. This is the fear-based society, which the state requires. Okay, this is exactly what the state operates on. You get women like this, who are afraid, their fear manifests, they start screaming for something, And the state and the men around them, they see all this happening. Well, what do you do? Well, we have to solve this. Here's a problem. You know, there's some bimbo. She's afraid. We have to pass a law. The fear-based society is something I'm going to be talking about a lot more in the future as I formulate my theories on this and put everything together. But if you look around everything, I mean everything in our society, all of the laws are driven by fear. Every single fucking law around you is driven by fear. Why do we have restaurants inspections? Because people are afraid the kitchen will be dirty. Right? Why do we have gun laws? Because people are afraid other people are going to shoot them. Why are drugs illegal? Because people are afraid people are going to do drugs and hurt them, right? Remember, marijuana was originally made illegal because people were afraid that black men would smoke marijuana and rape white women, right? I mean, why have laws that say it's okay to kill brown people in foreign countries with flying robots? Because we're afraid of terrorists. Why are there laws say you have to take off your shoes to get on an airplane? Because people are afraid of underwear bombers, right? So why do we need laws that tell bicyclists they have to stop at every stop sign even if there's no oncoming traffic? Well, because this fucking nasty little filthy cunt, she's afraid. She has fear. She's so scared. It's her feelings. And this is not just the fear-based society, but this is the feminized society that we live in, where again, it's all about feelings. It's about fear specifically. It's about feelings in general. There's no logic. There's no reasoning. There's no evidence. There's no thought process. You know, there's no victim in this crime. There's no voluntarism. It's all about, oh my God, my emotions. I'm so afraid. I might get rear-ended by another bicyclist because I'm going to stop at the stop sign, but the bicyclist isn't. And so because of her fucking fear, this goddamn fucking cunt is willing to have other human beings put into rape cages. This fucking filthy, nasty cunt. What the fuck is her name? Bevan, Barbara Campbell, is willing to have other humans put into rape cages because she's so fucking afraid. Oh my God, your fucking emotions, you little goddamn bitch. Shut the fuck up. This is, I'm looking at my notes, hence the pause. Hence the wonderful moment of silence for many of you. And this is also the magical thinking. We have here the fear-based society. We have here the feminized, emotion-based society. And we have the magic-based society. The idea that passing laws will magically prevent these things from happening, right? If we have this law, which we already have, that says you have to stop at every stop sign on your bicycle, somehow this will magically prevent her from what she is afraid of, which is being rear-ended by somebody else on a bicycle. God, that's fucking brilliant. Hang on, I need to make a note. There's another stating the obvious in that right there. All right, let's move on because, hey, we're 30 fucking minutes into this and I'm 5 sentences. Hey, Randy, I bet there's going to be a part 2 considering I have 4 fucking pages of notes and we're 5 sentences in. All right. This constant vigilance can be exasperating and has more than once made me want to quit using a bicycle for transportation. So what? I mean, learn how to deal with riding your bike. I mean, this is just your personal subjective experience. Again, the emotion and fear-based. So this constant vigilance that she has to be on. So she's riding her bike. She has to be fucking vigilant. She has to be aware of the fucking environment around her. And this is too much for her. So we need to pass laws so that this stupid fucking cunt doesn't have to be aware of her surroundings, because, oh, being aware of her surroundings is just so goddamn stressful on her that she might stop riding her bicycle. I mean, are you fucking shitting me? This is, fuck! This shit is seriously... Where the fuck was this published? I don't even remember where I got this from originally. This was like fucking printed and published somewhere by a quote-unquote serious website. I mean, this fucking shit that is drooling out of this fucking retarded, stupid fucking cunt's mouth is actually being taken serious by people? And you people want to know why the fuck I hate you and despise you and think you're a bunch of goddamn stupid motherfuckers? Oh, it's so difficult for me to ride my bike. I have to pay attention to the other bicyclists around me. I need the government to make a law. I mean, this, I'm supposed to fucking take this shit serious? I'm supposed to not sit here and call this fucking stupid cunt a fucking stupid cunt? I mean, this is really the intellectual level of a goddamn fucking woman with 12 years of public education and a college fucking degree? This shit makes me fucking sick. You people are fucking morons. These scary bicyclists are either unaware of the traffic laws for bicycles or simply disregarding them. Cars, in comparison, are at least more predictable. Again, the fear. These scary bicyclists. They're scary. Okay, scary. Oh, scary. Scary is a subjective term. These bicyclists are not scary. Or they're disregarding the laws. Why do I have a little note there? I am arguing my... yeah. Okay. I'm not sure what that note means. Good thing I made notes. Too bad I don't know what the fuck they actually mean. Cars, in comparison, are at least more predictable. And as I talked about previously, like, have you crossed the street lately in Fort Collins? Cars California stop through red lights all the fucking time. Which is actually, if you've lived in Fort Collins long enough to pull your head out of your ass, is predictable. I always love when I see people who are standing there and the lights change and the little white walk guy comes on. Ooh, that's racist. The walk guy is white. That's racist. The little white walk guy comes on and the people who just plunge out into the street. And I just stand there and laugh because forever I see these people almost getting hit by cars making right-hand turns. It's like, yes, the cars are very predictable. The cars are going to fucking run you over because they don't give a shit about you because you're not as important as them because they are white trash and they need to get to Walmart because there's a goddamn sale on screwdriver sets or some shit. I don't know. All right. After I learned about vehicular cycling... The idea that cyclists fare best when they act and are treated as drivers of vehicles, I became habituated to stopping at every stop sign. Well, that's nice. Many black people who were slaves on plantations became habituated to getting beat and picking cotton. Many Indians became habituated to being exterminated and living on reservations. Many Jews became habituated to living in concentration camps and seeing their friends getting gassed. Okay, nobody gives a fuck what a filthy, nasty little cunt like you has become habituated to. Again, this is not a fucking argument based on logic, reason, or evidence. This is a log argument, such as it is, based on your subjective emotional responses. And we'll talk about, at some point, I have it in the notes, if I don't get it in here, we'll get to the end, this concept of cyclists acting like cars, of bicycles acting like automobiles. We'll come to that, if I don't have it somewhere else in the notes. I am one of those oddball cyclists that actually likes stopping at stop signs. Again, this is subjective emotion. Okay, you like stopping at stop signs. I like masturbating while watching internet porn of two women using dildos on each other and sticking them up each other's asses. Okay, I don't think we need to have a law that forces people to watch lesbians having anal sex with each other with dildos. Just because I like it, that doesn't fucking mean other people should be put in rape cages if they don't do it. Oh, but wait, I'm not a goddamn feminist. I'm not a goddamn woman. I'm not a goddamn statist. I'm fucking using logic, reasoning, and common sense, arguing from first principles, such as you own your own body, such as you are responsible for your own behavior, such as property rights and freedom. Things that fucking cunts like this bitch, what's her name again? Bevan. Aren't smart enough to understand with their 12 years of public education and 4 years of college. All right. It feels, again, all as I'm reading this, just listen to all the words in here that are nothing but expressions of her fucking feelings. This is what I'm talking about, the feminized society. This is why our society is so fucked up, because everything that happens has to revolve around people's feelings. There's no logic, there's no substance, there's no research, there's no evidence. It's all about how some goddamn cunt feels. It's her subjective fucking feelings of emotion. It feels courteous, cooperative, and respectful of the people I am sharing the road with. It is good diplomacy. Good diplomacy. Like, for example, murdering brown people in foreign countries with flying robots? That kind of diplomacy? Is it good diplomacy like putting people in rape cages if they do things you don't like? Is that the kind of fucking diplomacy your little fucking cunt ass is talking about? I didn't think so. All right. Currently, under the law, a bicycle is a vehicle and a cyclist is the driver of the vehicle, subject to the same rights and responsibilities as motor vehicles. That is not true. We'll get into that now. So first of all, currently under the law. Yes, under the law. What other things were at some point currently under the law and A-OK? Exterminating American Indians, putting them onto reservations, putting Japanese people in concentration camps, having black people as slaves, the Tuskegee experiment, the experiments where the military blew up atomic bombs and exposed soldiers to the radiation to see what would happen, the testing of LSD on American soldiers, the testing of bioweapons delivery systems on American civilians, Waco, Ruby Ridge, all of these things were under the law, perfectly okay, okay? It doesn't fucking matter that under the law, anything, ever. Now, let's get to the same rights and responsibilities as motor vehicles. A motor vehicle has the right to go down the interstate in the right-hand lane. You can't ride a bicycle on the interstate. There's little signs that say no bicycles allowed. An automobile, and this is a big one in Fort Collins. So let me set the stage here. In Fort Collins, there's a lot, in areas where we have bike lanes, things work pretty well. Except when automobiles use the bike lanes as either parking places or right-hand turn lanes. But there's a lot of streets where there are no bicycle lanes. And automobile drivers also, this little segue here, but these will come back together. This is all part of the same story. When you're riding your bicycles, you're supposed to ride single file. I know a lot of automobile drivers who get really pissy and whiny and wet their little panties when bicyclists ride next to each other, because they're taking up too much of the lane. Now, here's the problem. If you have a road where there's no bicycle lane, and if, in fact, the bicycle has the same rights and responsibilities, remember, of course, rights, first of all, do not exist, but we'll pretend they exist for this conversation. Rights do not come from the law. Rights come from the fact that you are alive, that you're born, that you're here. The government does not grant rights. The only government only takes rights. So bicycles have the same rights and responsibilities as an automobile. So if I'm riding my bicycle down a street, it's a two-lane street, one lane going one way, one lane going the other way. If I have the same rights and responsibilities as an automobile, then I have the right to have the entire fucking lane. Because automobiles, they get the entire lane, right? And so therefore, if I want to ride side by side with another bicyclist, if I want to be in the middle of the lane, I should have that right. It's been a couple of days. It's actually been like a month now. I'm riding my bike down the street. It's a two-lane street going in one direction. The right-hand lane has a giant bicycle in it with the arrow indicating it's a bike lane. So it's two automobile lanes, but the right-hand automobile lane has the bicycle symbol in it. I'm cruising down the right-hand lane. This fucking ferry in a pickup truck, in one of those small dick pickup trucks, you know, when you see the pickups and you know, like, oh, the guy driving that has a really tiny penis. This small penis pickup truck is behind me. The guy is blowing his horn, revving his engine, and screaming at me, even though there is an entire fucking left-hand lane for him to drive in. Now, if I have the same rights and responsibilities as an automobile, why can't I have a fucking lane to ride my bike in just like an automobile does? So if you believe this, bicycles have the same rights as an automobile shit, try this. Get out there on your bike on the middle lane of College Avenue and see how long you live. For those of you not from Fort Collins, College is the main strip that goes through town. It's three lanes wide. Everybody on it drives like a fucking idiot. It's called College because, of course, here in Fort Collins, we have Colorado State University, and everything fucking revolves around the little college shits because that is the communist indoctrination camp that churns out stupid, ignorant cunts like Bevan Barber Campbell, who make all their arguments based on her subjective emotion and spew shit like a bicycle is supposed to act like an automobile. So I want you to get on College Avenue in the middle fucking lane, and I want you to pretend you're a car. Okay, it's not going to fucking work. Bicycles are not cars. The idea that you're going to get on your bike and pretend you're a car is something that you have to fucking go to college to be that stupid. Where am I? Bicycle advocates have justified the right to sharing the road with cars by sharing the same responsibilities. Example, following the same rules. Again, do these bicycle advocates have any names? You know, this is the, there are those who would say, as Obama always does, bicycle advocates have justified the right to sharing the road with cars by sharing, by following the same rules. I wasn't aware anybody had to justify the right for a bicycle to be on the road. Again, this is this whole notion that you have to go to the state and justify, I'm going to ride my bike down the road. That this has to be justified, right? Again, it's like you're going to go to the state and justify smoking marijuana. You homosexuals, you need to go to the state. You need to justify getting married. You need to get permission from your massa to get married. You gots to justify. You know, it used to be testify. Oh, testify, brothers. Testify to the power of the Lord. Now we're going to justify. We're going to justify to our overlords in the government why we should be allowed to breathe oxygen. Oh, brothers, we're going to justify to our overlords in the government why we should be allowed to get married. Oh, my brothers, we's going to justify. We's going to justify to our overlords in the government why we should be allowed to ride our bicycles. Yes, we's going to go to our overlords and we's going to get their permission. Because we's free. We's free at last. We's free at last. Oh, thank God Almighty and the government that we is free at last. We have permission to get married. We have permission to smoke marijuana. We have permission to get a job as long as we have a social security number issued by the government and pay all of our taxes and obey all the laws. We have permission to ride our bicycles on the streets, on the roads, the roads. Who's gonna build the roads? We have to get permission from the massa, the overlords, who built the roads. Because without the government, there'd be no roads. Where would we ride our bicycles then? There'd be no roads. Roads. What about the roads? Roads. The Idaho stop law, as an exception, breaks down the integrity of this justification. Okay, no, this justification has no fucking integrity. I just spent like 60 seconds fucking mocking it. Okay, there is no integrity to the justification that you need to go to other humans, well, subhumans, because we're talking about politicians, and get permission to do what you want. It's your fucking bicycle. It's your goddamn body on the bicycle. If you want to ride the fucking bicycle with your body on it down the fucking road, you can do that. Yes, you might get hit by a car. Well, you have to take fucking responsibility. The person driving the car, well, they have 12 fucking years of public education and 4 years of college. Why can't they drive the car down the road without hitting you on the bicycle? I mean, if you have to be that goddamn terrified, what is, you know, it all comes back to women and 12 years of public education. All of these people driving these cars who are going to run over all these bicyclists if there aren't any laws, all of these people had fucking mothers. All of these people had 12 years of public education. All of these people had 4 years of college. Here in Fort Collins, everybody's got 4 years of college, if not more, because it's a goddamn college town. I mean, the fucking janitor at the fucking, any restaurant you go to, talk to the fucking janitor. They've got a fucking diploma. I'm always right. Fuck you. There's going to be a part two. We're going to fucking record it. I'm not even through the first fucking page. Because this shit's pissing me off. Because you people are so fucking stupid.